I, Simon Peter, stand out probably as the most impulsive apostle. I know that some of you might identify with me when it comes to being impulsive. One moment I was confidently walking on water, and the next moment I was sinking, calling out to my Savior for help. One moment I was giving the most beautiful of confessions to my Lord, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And in the next moment, I felt the sting of his rebuke when he said, get behind me, Satan. When all I said to him was, "Lord, never, never are you going to die." However, Jesus must have thought a lot of me, because in the seven instances recorded in the Gospels of Jesus' inner circle, James and John and myself, I'm always listed first. I would like to share with you my story of a man whom Christ called Rock, and how I failed him at that critical moment, and I was more like mush. And then how my Christ restored me to being a rock again. I was born in the beautiful town of Bethsaida. This is, again, on the north side of the Sea of Galilee. And like John, my brother Andrew and I were raised as fishermen. You know, those fishermen, they could be really crude. And they could be men of rough hands with vulgar words and vulgar ways of, profane ways of saying things. But they're often deeply religious. I was about 40 when John the Baptist came through, and my brother Andrew and I followed him as disciples, because he said, "You know, the Messiah is coming very soon, and you ought to be ready." And one day, Andrew came home so excitedly. He said, "He's here. He's here. He's here." I said, "Who's here?" He said, "He's here." "Well, who's he?" "The Messiah. He's here." And quickly we ran back to this man of about 30 years of age, and his name was Jesus. And immediately he said to me, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You should be called Cephas, Rock, or in your language, Peter." Now, at that point, I was far from being a rock, but you know, that sounded pretty good. Rock. I like that. So one day, while fishing, Andrew and I, out in the boat, were called ashore by Jesus. And he said, "Come follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." And so we left our nets there and began to follow him. Eventually, he gathered 12 disciples. Two of them were my friends, John and James. And he took us up to the side of a mountain, all 12 of us. And there, after prayer, he commissioned us to be apostles. Apostle means one who is sent. So we were sent by Christ to go into the world. Now, I know that you want me to say a little something about that bad, bad night, that Thursday night, about my great sin. I'd like to preface it this way, because this is what I learned. In my day, there is an old saying that went like this: "A wise man knows his own strength." But it continues this way: "And an even wiser man knows his own weaknesses." Well, my weakness was impetuosity. And Jesus warned me any number of times on that, and I just didn't listen. I should have, but I didn't listen. And had I listened, I wouldn't have had that terrible Thursday night being in a place where I had no right even to be in, and that was in the inner courtyard of the high priest's palace. And I really wish I would have listened to Jesus, at least listened to the word of God that I had known so well, like from Proverbs. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. You know, that would have saved me a lot of heartache and a lot of pain. And I hope that you at least learn from me and listen a little bit when St. Paul says to you words very similar. Let anyone who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. Even when Christ warned me, he said, Simon, Simon, Satan is there to sift you as wheat. And later he said, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times. I didn't listen. I was a fool. I thought I was a rock. I thought I would never, ever fall. Well, because John was related to the high priest, I got into that inner courtyard, but not without cost, because as soon as I got in there, a servant girl looked at me and said, you know, you're one of those man's disciples, aren't you? And of course, my immediate reaction was a big fat lie. No, not me. I don't know what you're talking about. Not me. I don't know Jesus. I knew I was in trouble, but it didn't stop me. So I stood before the fire, warmed myself, and as we were talking around the fire, you know, one guy started looking at me, and he says, you know, I bet you are with Jesus. You talk like he talks. He's a Galilean, and you sound like you're from Galilee, too. Well, I wanted to make sure that nobody had any doubt whatsoever that I was not a disciple of Jesus, so I chose some of those good old curses and oaths and swear words and all that stuff that I learned out on the sea, and I let it rip. I don't know him. And the rooster crowed the first time, and I should have left. The final dagger was this. It came from an impeccable source. He was the relative of Malchus, or the, you know, that servant whose ear I cut off in the garden. He says, you're with him in the Garden of Gethsemane. I didn't know I had all those oaths and curses and swear words in me, but I used every one. Now I don't know him. And then the rooster crowed the second time, and I knew that Jesus was right. Just like that. Just like he said, Peter, me, the rock, no, pile of mush. That's what I was. I know that you understand what I'm telling you, because I know you have been in that same place as myself. Just after rooster crowed the third time, or second time, and I denied him the third time, I looked up, and there in the second story was like a veranda, and I saw Jesus being led by the guards going by, and our eyes met. And that's I can still remember it as if it was yesterday. What I saw in his eyes was not censure. It was love. It was not, well, I told you so. It was simply understanding. Those eyes said to me, I feel sorry for you, Peter. You failed me. You denied me. You hurt me. But I forgive you. You know, that look showed me how weak and how fragile I really was, and what a bowl of mush I really was as well. You know, I'm not ashamed for the way that I went out that night and cried my eyes out. Then the most wonderful thing happened. The Christ came to me and dried my eyes. On that Sunday morning, he came specifically to see me. And what he said to me, it isn't recorded in the scriptures, but it certainly brought me comfort to know that my denial that had hurt him so bad, he had forgiven it completely. And it was then that Jesus took me from that bowl of mush and made me into the rock that he said that I was, a rock because I am built upon the rock of his salvation that he brings. You of the 21st century, it's not much different. I know full well that you cry tears over your sins too. Real tears, because you know that there is a great difference between what you want to be according to his will versus what you really are. Let me tell you this. Let him come to you and let him dry your tears, and let him come into you and let him make you a rock. A rock that is solidly affixed to him, the rock of our salvation. About 35 years later, I was able to write my first of my epistles, reflecting on that bad Thursday night and understanding what it means to be a rock. I wrote these words: all of you, clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand. There are so many legends about me on that awful night. Most of them are untrue. One legend, this was by Clement. Clement was a generation after me. He said that every time that I heard the rooster crow, I would be down on my knees asking the Lord in tears for forgiveness. Not true. Another legend was is that in that night, my tears were so hard and so fierce that they actually made furrows in my cheeks, and that for the rest of my life, people could see tears coming down the fur. Well, that wasn't true either. But here is what is true. And I wish you to remember me in this way, not as the bowl of mush that was afraid of a little servant girl and denied Christ, but as a man who later gazed calmly at a martyr's death of crucifixion and said, of Jesus I can say this, I cannot but speak the things which I have seen and heard. I, Peter, the rock, bid you, rocks, farewell.